Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and my colleague, yeah.
And yours truly, Zafia Basson.
Yes, Zafia, how are you doing?
I'm chilly.
Yeah. Dear listeners, it's that time of the early evening where we talk about Business and Economic Segment. It's a platform. It's your favorite platform, actually, that we discuss business and economic matters. And it's a platform that we deal with analyzing issues which are affecting our branded butter, and also issues which we are trying to make sure that the conversation that we are driving today, or the conversation that we have been driving at this platform, are those conversations that are driving the national agenda forward, and with only one aim: to advance Namibia economic interest and development in general. And when you talk about we want Namibia to advance and realize its long-term goal of an advanced country, we look at development at all fronts. We look at economic development in terms of numbers. We look at development in terms of infrastructure, up-to-date infrastructure, and also, most importantly, human development. It's also the platform that we look at, topics which are based on SME development, topics which are based on how to run institutions, particularly business institutions, and also analyzing domestic and international trade issues. We look at global affairs. We look at, we analyze policies, and also we look at characters and personalities in business, politics, and international relations. And we always make sure that we don't have this conversation alone. We always make sure that, we give an opportunity for those who want to engage in the studio, for those of you who want to give their input, especially those who can give their constructive criticism, those who can give their clarification, who can give their, different opinion about things, because we are driven by this understanding to say countries, states, institutions are not built by individuals who say yes to everything. Institutions are not built by yes men, but those who can disagree on content and contribute to the long-term objective of that institution. And that is the reason why we are opening the platform, to say, even if you have a different view about a certain topic, don't feel excluded. Make sure that you engage us so that you can air your view. It could be that what you are going to bring on the table is an alternative way of doing things the smart way, because at the end of the day, we realize that the world is moving very fast, and it's not only important to work very hard, but it's also very important to work smart and also use a better mechanism that can get you to the goal quickly and produce a better product. Yeah, and while we are there, I think it's the right time to look at, before we go to the conversation for today, it's also very important to look at what we offer. What are some of the Eagle FM products, and how we can be of your assistance, and how we can work together, and how you can follow in this conversation. Zafia?
Well, to stay tuned and to stay updated with us and informed, you first have to follow Eagle FM. Now, how do you follow Namibia's number one talk radio station? You follow them by liking Facebook page, X, and LinkedIn. We keep you updated wherever you go, ne? Now you can tune into your favorite talk show live or on the go, or catch up later with our podcasts. Perfect for those busy days when you miss the conversation, right? Now let's say when you're on your way to church, or you're cleaning the house and you forgot your song book, or you want to sing along with your favorite song of church and you can't remember the words directly, you just download the hymn book. It's called the Imba app, and it's packed with most of the languages, our Namibian languages. The Imba app has you covered. It's your digital hymn book, basically. And when you're ready to catch up on the news that really matters. Explore the Villager, your go-to online newspaper for fresh and local stories. No? And it's not the stories that you think of right now. It's not gossip. It's not scandal. We talk about business and economics, what makes the money go around. Ne? These three powerful apps, your radio, your hymn book, your news, all brought to you by Eagle FM.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Olio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora heta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora heta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is...
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. This is your favorite platform that we talk about business, economic matters, global affairs, trade, and all the things which are in line with bread and butter issue, and all the things which are in line with putting the country where it has to be, and to build the Namibia that we want. And the conversation for today is going to be driven by diplomacy. We are going to talk about the importance of diplomacy. What is diplomacy? Then we look at the art of diplomacy, the role that the art of diplomacy play at the personal and also for national development. And our conversation for today is going to be driven by one human being. It's a character of the South African president, the current South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa. And a lot of people may ask, why did we choose Cyril Ramaphosa instead of choosing maybe a Namibian president? But the conversation for today, it's not only being driven by historical events which have been happening and are still happening. It's driven by the fact that although we have various characters of individuals who make decisions about institutions they are leading, who make decisions about countries they are leading, organizations they are leading, we have various characters in the world, and we have various ways of leadership. And every leader, there are characters which need to be applied based on certain situations. And the most important character and the most important skill that an individual should have is the art of diplomacy. And this is not only a skill which is used. It's not a sophisticated thing that is only be seen when somebody is talking about diplomacy. You mean diplomas or negotiation at the highest level. It's not like that. It's diplomacy from a personal level. And it's also very important to look at what is diplomacy, what is the art of diplomacy. Then maybe we look at what are some of the lessons that we can learn from this man called Cyril Ramaphosa. We know there are things that you may disagree with me that he has ought to have done. And there are also things that you can learn from the person. And today we are going to look at his diplomatic skills. But from the onset, I think it's very important to define what is diplomacy at a personal level and also at an international level, why diplomatic skills are necessary. And maybe it's very important to start with a quote. It's not Henry Kissinger who said, Henry Kissinger, one of well-known internationalist and American diplomat, who indicated that, you know, diplomats are those individuals who can jump into water without making a splash, who master that. And maybe the best thing to define diplomacy in simple terms is an art of negotiation, it's an art of communicating, and it's an art of, solving disputes between individuals, institutions, and it's a skill that is mastered by those who close deals in business, those who solve conflict at the war zone, and also those who find, cooperations among people of different views. Now, at a larger scale, when an individual is defining diplomacy, one would say diplomacy is a tool to contact, is a tool used in international relations, or is a tool used by the country to pursue its foreign policy. And one of the skills of diplomacy is communicating, understanding, and most importantly, solving disputes. Not solving dispute by winning or the winner take all. Solving dispute by understanding what the other side has and what you want and how you can move together. And it's also something which go deeper to the extent of working together with people that do not like you, or working together with, individuals who share different perspectives. That's why today when we talk about using Cyril Ramaphosa as a case study, we are also going to look at who he is, what role did he play in South African politics, and what are some of the major events which led to us coming here to see what can you learn from this man. And what is also very interesting is that when you talk about South Africa, when you talk about Namibian economy, it's undeniable that we can't do anything without South Africa for now. Maybe we can, in the future, we are going to do anything with South Africa. But for now, South Africa is our mother, whether we like it or not. But I'm saying this in a respectful way because we depend, in South Africa for a lot of things. And it's also very important to learn from what they are doing right. And also, to criticize where it's necessary, because that is, the country, that, we share, historical, background and relations also. So I think just maybe before we go deep into the matter, what is your understanding of diplomacy, Zafia?
Well, any diplomacy isn't only about international affairs.
Yes.
It starts on a personal level.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's how we communicate. Yeah. How we respond to conflict,
yeah,
and how we negotiate what we want without burning bridges.
Yeah.
Now you get people always has this thing of when you're being tactful, they always say you're being very diplomatic.
Yeah.
But it's actually an art.
Yeah.
Because not any person can be very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna use that example, but I don't mean it in a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can be so diplomatic, like telling someone to go to hell, but they look forward to it. It's a very, very example, but how tactful you can be.
Yeah,
that's how diplomatic you can be.
Yeah.
So it's, without being cruel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you can still be tactful.
Yeah.
So, yes, like you said, let's shift the lens to leadership.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Specifically South Africa's president.
Yeah.
Cyril Ramaphosa.
Mm.
And you mentioned a little bit of why we're actually using him as an example.
Mm.
And I think his diplomatic style or his diplomacy has shaped how South Africa engages with the world.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So we can learn a lot from him as a leader.
Yeah.
Now everyone, he's a human. He has mistakes. We don't turn a blind eye to that.
Yeah.
But however, like someone once said, take the good in people and learn from it, and take the bad and ignore it. Not ignore it to the point of
being blind,
yeah. But do not learn that.
Yes. And, maybe the first thing that, we need to look at, when you look at the profile of Cyril Ramaphosa, it's a young man in terms of history when you compare to African leaders.
Mm.
It's a young man who rose to prominence, in the early 90s when South Africa was at a very difficult situation.
Mm.
And, from him being a business person and from him being a unionist, he played a crucial role in negotiations. Mm. When the country went through war,
mm.
South Africa is one of the countries which suffered apartheid, even more than Namibia.
Mm.
And in the early 90s, when people started releasing war prisoners like Mandela, they needed somebody who can connect South African colonial masters and also come on the table with former oppressed people who have been oppressed for 100 years.
Mm.
And there was a point where South Africans couldn't agree on one thing.
Mm.
Then they needed somebody who can sit on both sides, understand the context of the conversation, and also grew these people together to build the one South Africa. And when you look at the history of South Africa, when people started knowing about Cyril Ramaphosa as a young lawyer who was a good friend of a good colleague of Mandela, and he negotiated the South African independence, and nobody can argue about that. You go to South African books, Cyril Ramaphosa was the chief negotiator. At one point, Thabo Mbeki was also there, but he was more of an intellectual than a diplomat. And even former colonial masters were so surprised to see how can this young man bring these people together. And he got a lot of friends from both sides. And he was a guru to South African independence. Now, interestingly, after independence, when Nelson Mandela came to become a president, then he came up with what we call government of national unity, almost the same as the one that we have, just to bring people together.
Mm.
Then there was a point now when it was about the succession plan. Nelson Mandela wanted Cyril Ramaphosa to be the second president of South Africa. People don't know about that. When you read about it, he wanted because he knows the guy can negotiate.
Mm.
He won more negotiation, deals than even Mandela himself.
Mm.
But compared to other South African presidents, Ramaphosa is not really that charismatic like many others, but he always get what South African wants. He always get what South African wants. Now, maybe, fast forward, he was frustrated. He was frustrated. Then Mbeki took over. You know how politics is working. Then he went to business. He gained a lot of money through that business. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that, how can a young man become a billionaire? You can talk about him being, how business people do things. But what you cannot take from him, he's a good negotiator.
Mm.
He left politics, he went to business, he came back a billionaire, he came back to politics. Then, apart from now, what have been happening in South African politics, you only see Cyril Ramaphosa speaking. You don't see him angry. I did not see him. Even if he's angry, he has a composure that look at the context than you expressing your feelings so that South African can can also be scared. Mm. Look at him. Go to his speech during COVID-19 when people were dying. Now, fast forward. There was a situation in Ukraine. South Africa is like the first child of Africa in terms of the economy, although there are other powerful economic countries. Then he was the only African president who went to Ukraine during war when people were dying. But yeah, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can look at the diplomatic skills of Cyril and what we can learn.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the diplomatic skills. We don't want to praise anyone, but we look what we can learn from that. We were talking about, and we are still talking about Cyril Ramaphosa, one of South African diplomat and the president, and he was the first African president to go to Ukraine during war. He went with a few delegations, and he also happened to be at the center of what is happening right now. What is happening right now, especially when US and also the world are fighting each other in terms of tariffs. And as we are speaking now, he's in the USA. He's in the USA. He went head to head with Trump. And Trump is one of the most feared guy in terms of international relations. And he said, I'm going there. And the world is expecting, because he's not only going to negotiate for South Africa. He's also going to negotiate for us, because we know what Trump have done. And we know what American policies have been in terms of, African development. So one thing that we need to look at is also what is going to be the result of that, and how can Namibia and other countries learn from Cyril Ramaphosa. When there was war in DRC, the president of Rwanda spoke so bad about Ramaphosa, but he happened to respond, and he also happened to make sure that he neutralized that situation. And one thing, there's also a difference between being diplomat and being a coward and being soft, or you unable to do anything. Mm. And we must draw that distinctions, because there are things that you can solve on the table, and there are things that you can solve without you being on the table. That's why to say those... In most cases, those who avoid wars are those who understand their emotions, and also those who know when to say what, where, and how. So now, why are we talking about this? Apart from South African economy being connected to the Namibian economy, apart from us sharing the same, sharing the same history with South Africa, one need to understand that for you to go forward in life, for you to move forward in business, for you to move forward in, anywhere you find yourself where there are people, there is always a style that you need to develop. And that style, in everything that you learn, is diplomatic skills, because a lot of people who can negotiate achieved a lot without them being aggressive. And that is something that is lacking in ourselves. And that's something that we are also struggling to have, because it's a skill that we were really never taught, because we used to think solutions can only be solved by somebody who is showing toughness, and also somebody who is, using brute force. Mm. So that's why in the conversation for today is to say, we don't want to talk about politics as the highest level. We want to talk about diplomatic skills that children can learn, that the youth can learn, How can you negotiate? How can you negotiate with your wife? Because life is about negotiation. How can you negotiate with your wife? How can you negotiate with your kids? And also, how can you communicate effectively and disagree respectfully also? And, at the end of the day, getting what both team wants. So I think that is the conversation for today.
Well, just to go on a personal level,
yeah,
diplomacy helps us build trust,
yeah,
strengthen relationships,
yeah,
and avoid unnecessary conflicts, you know. Imagine trying to resolve a misunderstanding with a friend, which we have on a daily basis,
yeah,
or a colleague, you know. Diplomacy is the tool that helps you,
mm-hmm,
you know. It's sometimes, and I think that is where Cyril Ramaphosa gets it, you know. Sometimes you lose,
yeah,
the fight,
yeah,
to win the battle.
Indeed, indeed.
And we need to know when, which you need to lose.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's like, I lose this argument because I value the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. I don't always need to be right.
Even marriage.
Marriage, perfect example.
Yeah, yeah,
friendship,
yeah, yeah,
even in family,
yeah,
on a daily basis, with your siblings.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to say, you know what?
Mm, it's fine.
You are right.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, but you saved the relationship.
Yeah.
So you need to ask yourself which one is more important, which one holds more value, the person or to win the argument.
Yeah, because, you know, most of us, we like winning.
Mm.
We like winning, and some wins are not useful enough.
It doesn't bring benefit to your life.
It doesn't bring you anything. What is the cause of you winning a debate with your parents to that extent that you disrespect him or her instead of you leaving it for another day or convincing him or her with a different style? And now what is the use of you winning, you know, a trophy without any value?
Mm.
Now with Cyril, he does not care what people are saying about him whatsoever. He only care about the goal to say at least, this is how the economy is going to work.
This is how my people's going to benefit.
Yeah. Because you know what is interesting, Zafia? There is something that we don't understand. When US and China are imposing tariffs on each other, Africa and the middle are forced to choose sides.
Mm.
And we are saying, no, we are moving to China. China is our best friend. We are moving to this guy. They are our best friend. But what Cyril knows is that even if you move to this side, there's a lot of things that you can lose by choosing one side instead of you making sure that you find a way how you can work. Because no one want to embarrass himself going to Trump's house. It's like you're going to a king's house.
Mm.
You understand? Those years now, you're going to a king's house.
Mm.
And it's very interesting to see. And everyone is hoping that negotiation is going to work well.
Mm.
Because that is where the world is going to look into. And I know Trump is a very strong character. There are things that he may say in the media and whatsoever. But at the end of the day, we see what he's coming back with. But what I'm sure about, Ramaphosa is coming back with something. And that is how he is.
And, yeah, and that's the most, or that's the art of diplomacy.
Yeah.
I can look like a fool.
Yeah.
But I walk away with a smile because I've gained something.
Yeah. And this is, it's something that we really need to work with, because, you know, when you look at, how we behave in the society, a lot of friendships are lost, not necessarily because of something big.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of ego, then arguments about something that is not even variable, then you lose a long-term, business relation, long-term partner. But there are things that you could have used in order for you to maintain that relationship. And as you have mentioned, diplomacy is about building the relationships. It's not about you being weak, or it's not about you being, you know, a pushover.
Mm.
It's about understanding what will you get at the end of the day, and how you can keep relations. Because if you are in business, you are in politics, there is always somebody who is going to hate you. But at the end of the day, you have to work together, and it will test you also how are you behaving when you are in a corner.
Exactly.
Yeah, to test your character to say, yeah.
And I think it's also the part where you, like you said, in business and in politics, you'll have enemies, but you need to focus your energy where it matters.
Indeed, indeed.
You know, Ramaphosa maintains ties with both Western powers and BRICS.
It's at the center.
And it's like China, India, without alienating either side. You know, it's like I'm playing Switzerland. playing Switzerland, guys. I'm not choosing sides.
No, he's a very clever guy.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
But I'm also your friend.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me an enemy of you.
Yeah. And interestingly, also he can also be a communication channel without him exposing another one, because if you look what's happening now in the world, he's the only guy who move both ways.
Mm.
He went to Russia, he went to Ukraine, then he went to SA. I mean, to USA. Mm. He also invited the Ukrainian president to come to South Africa.
Mm.
And, in the past 2 years, he's the only person who met with all these powerful leaders one on one.
Well, they can't even.
Yeah, they can't.
He sits with all of them.
Yeah, he sits with all of them. And it tells you to say, no, this guy, there's something that, must be utilized while he's alive. And we are not saying he's good with everything that he has done.
Yes, of course.
But with the skills that he has, it shows that, you know, there are some qualities which are rare there. And, if you read the book of, there's a bookman, I think, ANC something, the battle and soul of ANC, when Mandela said, no, this clever man, when Nelson Mandela said, no, I want this clever man to be my successor.
Mm.
Because, you know, an elder can already see, you know, this young man, he's good for South Africa. But let's see what's going to happen. And what I can tell you is that if these leaders of today have big egos, we would end up losing a lot of things in terms of the economy. And that just one trip to USA, we'll see how many lives are going to be saved, how many economic deals are going to be signed, and also how is the economy of the whole Africa is going to be reshaped.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think let's go to a commercial break. Then we can open the line. Or we can open the line, then we go to a commercial break.
If you would like to air your opinion or your views on this matter, you can call us at 083-288-8401. I'll repeat that. 083-288-401.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Olyo mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora hetatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konora hetatu natu bali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2.
We continue with the business and economic segment. We have around 15 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, before we come to the end of our discussion. Maybe, Zafia, somebody may want to ask, how should an individual equip himself or herself with diplomatic skills? Do I need to be a business person? Do I need to be a politician? Or do I need to be a lawyer? For me, at least, to understand diplomacy. Where do people start?
I think, diplomacy starts with you as a person.
Yeah.
First of all, you need to be respectful and you need to respect others.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say you can't give what you don't have. You understand?
Say that again.
You can't give what you don't have. So mm-hmm. you need to be diplomatic. You need to respect yourself. For me to respect others, I first respect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also Ramaphosa's way of saying, you know what, I value myself, therefore I can value my nation.
Yeah.
You understand? He does what it's somehow a part of caring for others.
Yeah.
But it's also doing it in a like you said, not in a wacky way or a winky way.
Yeah.
You do it in a tactful way.
Yeah.
You have firm character because it takes character to be diplomatic.
It also takes a thick skin.
Really, because you know what? You deal with a dislike of people on a daily basis and criticism.
Yeah.
And you need to make criticism, you need to make it constructive.
Yeah.
Whether it comes from a negative point, you need to use it as a criticism, to use it in a constructive way.
Yeah. You know, I think that is a very good point, especially when you talk about respect of others and also respecting yourself. And you said you can't give what you do not have.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I think it also starts being diplomatic is not something that is taught to leaders. It's a skill. You can learn it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't teach you to be diplomatic. It's something you need to learn yourself.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I can influence you to be diplomatic, but I can't teach you.
Yeah.
It's something that needs to come. And it's something that one can develop, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about giving speeches. You know, when we say I'm a politician, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's not about giving speeches, making big decisions.
Yeah.
It's about how to communicate. And you know what?
Yeah.
Communication is not me talking to you. That's not communicating.
Yeah, he's getting
I'm conveying a message.
Yeah.
Communication is when you can, when you comprehend the message.
Yeah.
When you understand it.
Yeah.
That's when I'm communicating to you.
Yeah. And, when you talk about communication, I think that is also something that we need to start with or to put more emphasis on, because communicating is not about how smooth you speak, how fast you speak, or how many vocabularies you are bringing on the table. Communication is about, even silent can be a communication.
Yes.
Communication is about you, as you have said, comprehending what the person is saying.
Yes.
And also getting the message
across.
Getting the message across. And, I think it takes time, because I have seen, individuals bursting out of, busting their emotions, even those trained diplomats, and you're asking yourself, what is going on? But you can find those one who, even before they become diplomats, or even if they are not professional diplomats, they communicate in a very tactful way, and you understand the message very well.
Yes.
You understand the message very well. And I think you just start to think to say, no, this thing is something that, you know, everybody must have in your personal life toolbox to say, when situation become like this, I will take these two diplomatic skills so that you can move ahead. Because whether you like it or not, wherever you find yourself, there's always going to be, and life is war on its own. There's always going to be conflict, and you find a way on how you know, how you go through those conflicts.
They say also, sorry, David, they also say that, yes, you need to have effective communication to be a good diplomatic.
Yeah.
A great diplomat.
Yeah.
As well as you need to compromise. You need to learn to compromise.
Yeah.
You're not going to always get what you want.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, because that's how negotiation works.
Yeah.
What are we getting from this table? Today you win, but tomorrow I will win again. You know?
Negotiation is not going to the table and run away with the whole deal.
No, it's not. You're not always going to run away with what you want.
No, no. Yeah, run away with the whole deal. You know, there are those guys who go to the table.
No, that's not how life works.
Yeah, but I think it requires somebody to know beyond what's happening on the face value. I think the late Theo Ben-Gurion possessed characters of a good diplomat, because I was during his the time of his burial and funeral, when people were discussing about his history, then also happened to start reading about who Theo Ben-Gurion was to Namibia and how he had been even at international affair. And at one point he was the chair of UN General Assembly, just from a very small country, and I think he's the only person from Southern Africa, maybe in Africa also. One thing that he did well is that, you know, after Namibia got independence, Walvis Bay was still part of South Africa. It was still part of South Africa because apparently it had a different agreements before Namibia. Now, Namibia is independent. Walvis Bay, people are still having passport for South Africa. They have ID for South Africa. They get paid from South Africa. Then it was Bumba and Theo Ben who were negotiating to get Walvis Bay back to Namibia. Then, through historians, they said there was a point Semnyama was out of the country. Then he was very tired of this ongoing back and forth negotiation. He said, "No, I'm very tired. You know, we have those big guns in, you know, because he said he's a military man, and he was very tired of this back and forth. I'm very tired. We have big guns. If the Boers do not want, we can just open fire to them." That's where his communication, and it's on the record. I'm not making up things. It's on the record. Then he managed to convince the big man to say, "No, calm down. I got things under control." Yeah, but it took four years.
But eventually.
But it also, I think, takes patience and
definitely
small progress also.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's being resilient. You know, it might not be a win today, but eventually.
Yeah.
And I think also how to keep peace while pushing progress.
Yeah.
And that is what Ramaphosa is doing so well right now.
Yeah, and
I mean, it's not currently peaceful.
Yeah.
But he's trying to keep the peace, you know?
Yeah. And the fact that he's there, just the fact that he's there, it says something. The fact that he decided to go there, it says something. And I think it will also stop this, because, you know, sometimes you need to see a person face to face to understand who is doing what. Maybe people got the misinformation. He went to see, to sit one on one with Trump. He did not send the Minister of International Relations. He said, "I'm going to sit. Who is this guy?" In fact, Trump never put a feet in Africa. Even when he was a businessman, he never put a feet in Africa. He just had, or maybe looking at them on TV or meeting them on international events. But him going one on one, it also showed that I'm open for a talk. I know we have said a lot of things, you guys. Some of my people are already here. You gave them farms. I'm here.
Refugees in your country.
Yeah, but I'm here to see what's going on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's talk.
Yeah. And I think that is something that we really need to learn, because it's not always about fighting. it's also not always about you agreeing on everything, because the civilized war is fought by those who are sitting on the table, not the one who are in the field.
Yes.
Because they are saying, after all the fight, you guys will have to come on the table and negotiate. But you can also avoid going to war by sitting on the table.
Exactly.
You still come back to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They also say leaders with strong diplomacy skills knows how to navigate conflict.
Yeah.
They build alliances.
Yeah.
You know, we all need to build alliances, whether it's in your personal life or in business. And they maintain a good public image. Now, both at home and internationally, the skills are important. Because remember, some of us have a job. Not because of what you can do.
Yeah.
So to say, but it's of the relationship and the networks that you had. Now that is building alliances. So basically, when we build these alliances, we strengthen our relationship and our network. And this can land you a job. You know, I scrolled through my LinkedIn yesterday and someone said, you are literally the old, no? Before digital world. You were seven connections away from your dream. Sometimes you just seven connections. You just need seven connections and you land your job.
Yeah, you're
seven
there.
Connections in your business. But literally, life has become this way, that you can literally be three connections away from your dream. Because sometimes I just speak to you, David.
Yeah.
And then you will tell me, no, I have a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
That I can hook you up with.
Yeah.
That's literally like.
Deal done.
Deal done.
Yeah. No, you are correct.
So like these days, if you don't network.
Yeah.
Or you don't network with the right network, because they said your wealth is your network.
Yeah. And I think that is it's very powerful. Your wealth is your network. And, because somebody said you must look at who is around you. Are you in a cage or you are in a, what is the word? Because there is a network and also there is a cage. Because people are around you. And, I think networking is also need to be flowers. When you network, you need to go and, maintain those friendship and relationship, because people get, they get old, new interests come into their life. And also just you say, no, thank you. Or just you saying, building, just meet for coffee and all those things, maintaining that relationship. And I think that is, one of the strong, characters of diplomacy. I think the central point is, communication skills. And also understanding the emotions of yourself and other people. And you will not try to run away with the whole deal on the table. Because, because people think you can go on the table and you run away with the whole deal. Then you think you are smart. But that could be your final, negotiation that you can win. Other than that, you are not going to. Because you always meet somebody who is better than you.
Yes.
Then you can go 50-50. Even 40-60.
You know, as long as you walk away with something that's beneficial to you.
Yeah.
Well, with my final words, since we are almost reaching the end of our business and economic segment, I just want to say to our dear listeners that being a leader, you don't need to be in a leadership position. We all are leaders, you know?
Yeah.
But it's how we treat the next person. You understand? And all these skills that we've mentioned tonight is basically one can learn them. You understand? Now, so the next generation of Namibian leaders, whether in politics or whether in media or business, should start practicing it now.
Yeah.
Because diplomacy remains one of the most powerful tools one can have.
Yeah. And I just want to say, don't lose unnecessary or don't fight unnecessary fights. And building relationship is one of the very strong thing that one can do. And it's also very important to make sure that let us learn from people who solved conflicts and also we managed to build or maintain people together. And also, you know, continue learning, because I think diplomacy is also a lifelong learning. When things are changing, the world is moving to digitalization, you find a way, a different way of communicating. I think it's an evolving space. And being an effective communicator is what everybody is trying to do. It's mm-hmm. what we are trying to do. And I think it's a better way to advance the economy, because it's your mouth that will get you deals. It's your mouth that will get you to places. And it's also your mouth that will get you attracted, or people run away from you. So I think from my side, that was it. And see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Adios.
Shab shab.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have.